إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أحبتي في الله، بهذه الكلمات كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يفتتح خطبه. Dear brothers and sisters, with these wording, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin his sermons and his talks. ونلاحظ أن في هذه الخطبة أو مقدمة الخطبة آيات ثلاث، كل آية منها تضمنت الأمر بالتقوى. And we noticed in this beginning of the khutbah, the way that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin his khutbah with, there are three ayat. Each ayah of these ayat included the command from Allah Ta'ala to the believers to be abun taqwa. And وَهُنَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُعَرِّفَ التَّقْوَى. ما التقوى؟ Here we need to identify taqwa. What is taqwa? التَّقْوَى هي الوقاية. Taqwa means the protection. The protection. والوقاية يجب أن تكون من شيء مخوف يحذره الناس. And protection must be from something that people worry about and they are scared from. وللتقوى أقسام، وهما قسمان رئيسان عرف الله عز وجل أحدهما وترك الآخر لبيانه ووضوحه. الله تعالى التقوى has two kinds and two types. Allah Ta'ala has clarified one of these two types and left talking about the other because it is well known. الأول من هذين القسمين هو التقوى، حق التقوى. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. وهذه التقوى لا تكون إلا عند المؤمنين. Allah Ta'ala said in this ayah: O you who believe, fear Allah the way you should fear Him. And this kind of taqwa is only found with those who are really believers, because Allah Ta'ala called him, O you who believe. إذن هناك تقوى من نوع آخر، وهي تقوى زائفة، تقوى ضالة، إنها تقوى المنافقين، يظهرون الخوف من الله ويبطنون الكفر بالله. So there is another kind of taqwa. That is the taqwa of the munafiqeen, a false taqwa. They show people that they fear Allah, but from the inside, they disbelieve in Allah. وهذه ما يجب أن نحذر منها. And this is what we should be aware of and stay away from. مما تتكون التقوى أيها الأحبة. From what التقوى؟ Or مما تكون التقوى؟ From what تقوى should be؟ What for we have to have تقوى؟ What are the things that we have to have تقوى from؟ أولا، التقوى من الله. يجب أن يتقي العبد ربه، بمعنى يتقي سخطه، فلا يأتي سببا من أسباب غضب الرب. The first is to fear Allah, and that means the slave of Allah, the believer, must protect himself from the anger of Allah, not to commit anything that can be a sin that earned the anger of Allah, because the result of that is going to be severe. التقوى من النار، كما قال الله عز وجل: فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة. It's fearing the fire, meaning to make a protection between yourself and the fire. وهذا وهذا النوع من التقوى يعني أنك تجتنب ما حرم الله. Fearing the fire means to avoid whatsoever Allah تعالى made forbidden. وأيضا مما جاء في صحيح مسلم عن أبي سعيد الخدري التحذير أو التقوى، الأمر بالتقوى من النساء ومن فتنة الدنيا. إن صحيح مسلم on the authority of أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to be up from two things. One is women. Second is attraction, the attraction of the whole life that leads to anything forbidden, like attraction of wealth that leads to rebelling or cheating, deceiving or whatsoever. So one needs to put a protection between himself and this. And also in speaking, because one finds that speaking can be something easy. وكذلك تقوى من الكلام من اللفظ، لأن الإنسان قد يجد أن الكلام سهلا ولا رقيب ولا حسيب عليه، مع أن الله عز وجل يقول كما في سورة قاف ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. One thinks that speech is something easy and simple, but he forgets what Allah تعالى said in سورة قاف وما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Nothing comes out of his mouth except that there is two angels, Raqib and Atid, records everything that you say. So we have to build up a barrier between ourselves and the false speech, whether it is lying or false witnessing or slandering or backbiting or mocking others. All this is forbidden and haram. So we need to build up a protection wall, a high and strong wall from to protect us from this, as Allah Ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Or you who believe, fear Allah and always say something correct and something good. مَا هِيَ نَتِيجَةِ التَّقْوَى. What is the result of taqwa? If we want to be upon taqwa, so what is the result of taqwa? You said that taqwa is يعني taqwa from dunya, taqwa from women, taqwa from speech, taqwa from forced income. So what is the result of that if we are upon that? If we be upon that. إذا كنا على هذه التقوى ما هي النتيجة التي تحصل لنا؟ يقول الله عز وجل ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. إذا أولا الخلاص من المشاكل. الله تعالى says who fears Allah, Allah will find him away from every critical situation that he is found in. So to be away from any pressure and any difficult situations, all what you need to do is be on taqwa. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Second is a wise assistance from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will bestow on you the blessing of whatever income you have, and Allah Ta'ala will give you more and more, as He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And He, Allah Ta'ala, sustains the slave who is upon taqwa from where he does not even imagine. فضل التقوى. What is the merit of taqwa? Taqwa. التقوى كما جاء في الحديث المتفق على صحته عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال قيل يا رسول الله من أكرم الناس؟ قال أتقاهم. On the hadith that is agreed upon between Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, he رضي الله عنه said that it was said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is the best or the more noble and humble one of us? He said أتقاهم, the one who has more taqwa, more taqwa. So we have to maintain our taqwa, and this is what we are going to clarify and explain in the second part of the khutbah. والله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله ولي المتقين, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله رب العالمين, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الأمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, أيها الإخوة,
ما هي أوقات التقوى؟ متى يجب أن نكون على تقوى؟ What are the times of تقوى؟ When we should have تقوى؟ And when we can rid of, get rid of تقوى؟ التقوى يجب أن تكون معنا أثناء السعادة. We have to have تقوى when we are happy, in the times of happiness. And we remember what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Luqman. ونتذكر هنا ما قال الله عز وجل في سورة لقمان في وصايا لقمان لابنه. لا قال ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مراحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. الله تعالى said about لقمان when he advised his son. He said to him, do not raise your cheek, meaning do not find yourself in pride above everyone else, and do not always walk in a happy way. What does that mean? It means do not walk in a way that shows that you disregard everyone else, that you look to people like ants, that you think that you are the only one who is liked by Allah, but you always be humble with everyone. So taqwa must be in the times of happiness, must be with us in the times of happiness, and it also must be with us in the times of sadness. وكما أن التقوى يجب أن تلازمنا أثناء السعادة في أوقات السعادة، فإنها يجب أن تلازمنا في أثناء الحزن وأثناء المصائب وأثناء الغضب. ولذلك لا تجزع، لا تجزع كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجزعن ولا تجزعن. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس واعلم أن ما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك وما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك. So in the times of difficulties, in the times of sadness, in the times of troubles, you have to have taqwa. What does that mean? You do not exceed the limit to blame your Lord. You do not exceed the limit to think bad of your Lord. But you always say Alhamdulillah and fit yourself with whatsoever destiny and qadr that Allah Ta'ala gave you. Do not exceed the limits. This is the meaning. This is the practicality of taqwa. When you come to the field, إذا ما ترك ميت، if one of your relatives died, هنا يجب أن تظهر التقوى. Here you must show تقوى بقبول ما حل عليك من القدر. By the acceptance of the قدر that Allah Ta'ala bestows on you. فلا ألطم الخدود ولا تشق الجيوب ولا تدعو بدعوة الجاهلية. So you don't light your cheek nor you tear your clothes showing conviction of this qadr. No, you speak of evil. Why this person died? Because this is against the acceptance of the destiny, which is not from taqwa. Which is not from taqwa. So, إذن يجب علينا أن نقبل، يجب علينا أن نظهر التقوى في أوقات السعادة وأوقات الحزن، وذلك هو أهم ما يكون في حال المتقين، أنهم يرضون عن ربهم في أوقات السعادة وفي أوقات الغضب، فهم سعداء بما آتاهم، صابرون على ما ابتلاهم به. So the believers are always like that. In the times of happiness, in the times of sadness, they are always happy with what Allah Ta'ala gives them of happiness. And they are always patient with what Allah Ta'ala bestows on them of the destiny that may be something sad to them. طرق تحصيل التقوى. How can one gain taqwa? We all like taqwa. How can we gain it? How can we be abun taqwa? How can we earn it? هناك طريقان لتحصيل التقوى. There are two ways to collect or gain taqwa, to be abun taqwa. الأول بالقيام بالواجبات. كما في حديث أبي إمامة الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في حجة الوداع فقال اتقوا الله وصلوا خمسكم وصوموا شعركم وأدوا زكاة أموالكم وأطيعوا أمراءكم تدخلوا جنة ربكم. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. It is first of all by fulfilling, by doing all the obligations that Allah Ta'ala made obligated upon you. As in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi, on the authority of Abu Umamata al-Bahili, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I hear the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in his khutbah in Hajjat al-Wada', in the final hajj that he did, he said that I hear them saying, ittaqullah, fear Allah, wa sallu khamsakum, and pray your five times prayer, in time, meaning in time with all the conditions and obligations and sunan of this prayer, taking care of this prayer. وَصُومُوا شَعْرَكُمْ and fast your month, meaning the month of Ramadan, the whole entire month. وَأَدُّوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِكُمْ and give out the obligatory zakah out of your wealth that Allah gave you. وَأَطِيعُوا أُمَرَاءَكُمْ and obey your rulers, Muslim rulers. تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ رَبِّكُمْ you will enter the paradise of your Lord that He prepared for you. So this is the practical way. هذه الطريقة العملية أنك تصلي خمسا فروض في اليوم والليلة وتصوم شهر رمضان كاملا وتؤدي زكاة مالك على وجه صحيح وتطيع أمراءك من أمراء المسلمين. So these four things are the practical things and how of how to gain the taqwa, to pray five times a day, to fast the whole entire month of Ramadan, to give out the obligatory zakah that Allah Ta'ala made obligatory upon the wealth that He gave you, and to obey your Muslim rulers, even if they are, even if you don't like them, but you still have to obey them. And that is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is the cause to for you to get into the Jannah. This is the first way of how to collect, by the practical, or by practicing the deen, the religion. If you practice the religion, your taqwa increase. And والنوع الثاني أو الطريق الثاني لتحصيل التقوى الدعاء. The second way to collect or to gain تقوى is دعاء, is to make دعاء. كما في الحديث عند مسلم من حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان يقول اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. So دعاء is very important, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim and the authority of ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه, who said that the Prophet ﷺ used to say in his supplications, Allahumma, O Allah, inni as'aluka, I am asking you, al-huda, guidance, wa-tuqa, taqwa, meaning fearing you, wal-afafa, wal-ghina, and chastity and richness, meaning finding sufficiency with whatever you give me, less or more. That is the way how to collect taqwa. So that now the ways of how to collect taqwa. From now on, you do not leave these ways. You pray five times a day. You fast your month. You give out your zakah. You obey your Muslim rulers. And even in the non-Muslim countries, you obey your Muslim umara, meaning the scholars. If you have scholars, you go back to the scholars and obey them in what they tell you, and listen to them when they speak to you. And the second way is always to ask Allah to give you taqwa, to gain, to put you up on the trail of taqwa, to avoid you being somebody who is out of taqwa. This is all about taqwa. And here we just conclude with what Ali ibn Abi Talib said as a definition of taqwa. وهنا نختم هذه الخطبة بما ذكر علي رضي الله تعالى عنه من تعريف التقوى بأربعة أمور: الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والقناعة بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. Four things علي رضي الله تعالى عنه said. Also from the practical ways of taqwa, he said the taqwa is to fear الجليل الله تعالى and you always do the worshiping deeds upon the guidance of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. You have to have a deleel for every worship you want to do, from the Quran and the Sunnah, upon the understanding of the pious predecessors. And to find sufficient what Allah Ta'ala gave you of wealth. You do not waste your time running after dunya, but you give some time for your family, you give some time for yourself, for your Lord, to seek knowledge, to sit to your children, teach them, read the Quran, learn how to read the Quran. The way, and to get ready for the other day. Every one of us is going to see that day, and all of us know very 100% sure that we are going to be in that day. We are going to die. No one is living forever. If there is anybody would live forever, it would be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he passed away, Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 14 centuries ago. And this is a reality that every one of us must put in front of his face, to get ready for that day. May Allah ta'ala make us abun those. May Allah ta'ala from those who are abun taqwa, and grant us the taqwa, and increase our taqwa in our hearts, and make us from those who stay away from anything that can decrease the taqwa or destroy the taqwa. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.